This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
How do we evaluate the maturity of those who are leading us in the church? Well, unfortunately, every one of us is capable of allowing our own spiritual immaturity to affect the way we view others. This was happening in the Corinthian church. Many of these believers were allowing their sinful ways of living to affect their evaluation of their leaders. Paul addressed this issue in a simple and straightforward way. Listen to what he wrote.
A person should think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and managers of the mysteries of God. In this regard, it is required that managers be found faithful.
But what does it mean to be found faithful? Listen to Paul's elaboration in his first letter to Timothy, where he answers this question.
In essence, a spiritual leader is faithful when he has a good reputation, is morally pure, is balanced in words and actions, is wise, is godly, is generous. A spiritual leader is faithful when he communicates sensitively, is not addicted, is not abusive, but is sensitive, is not divisive, materialistic, and is faithful as a marital partner and parent. And he has a good reputation with the community of unbelievers.
Yes, this is a powerful profile for Christian maturity, and it applies both ways. As spiritual leaders, we're to take this profile very seriously in order to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Here's the principle to live by. To evaluate the maturity of our spiritual leaders, we must make sure we're becoming spiritually mature ourselves.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.